Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker, and it's Mother FM Friday, so you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it to Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
No!
Yes, and it feels so good. Let's get to our contestant. It's Alan in Seattle. What's up, Alan?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, Alan's ready. Get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
According to the myth, what type of bird delivers babies?
Stork.
Yes. What is the plural of the word crisis?
Crisis?
No.
Skip. Pass.
Which is the best-selling flavor of hard seltzer?
Apple mousse?
No.
Lime?
No.
Is that hard seltzer?
Hard seltzer.
Oh, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
No. What actor transformed into Santa in The Santa Claus?
It was White Claw, wasn't it?
No.
Tim Allen.
Yes. How many events are in a heptathlon?
6?
No.
7?
Yes. What, what planet did William Herschel discover in 1781?
Venus?
No.
Mars.
No.
Pass.
How many scoops of raisins go into each box of Raisin Bran?
12.
No. Alan, we got you down for 3.
All right. Good Lord, wayward.
You know, got to shake it off. It's that Friday feeling. Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
According to the myth, what type of bird delivers babies?
A stork.
Yeah. What is the plural of the word crisis?
crises?
Yes. What is the best-selling flavor of hard seltzer?
Ooh, I'm going to go black cherry.
That's the one.
That's a good one.
What actor transformed into Santa in The Santa Claus?
Tim Allen.
That's him.
He referenced that in the new show Shifting Gears. He just said, it's something about Santa, and everyone chuckled, including myself.
How many events are in a heptathlon?
Hep. 10.
No.
11.
No.
12.
No. What planet did William Herschel discover in 1781?
What planet? That would be Uranus.
It would be. How many scoops of raisins go into each box of Raisin Bran?
2.
Yes. What do white blood cells produce to help you fight infection?
Chlamydia.
No.
Immunité.
No.
A force field.
No. In what mid-70s year did Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham join Fleetwood Mac?
What was the question again?
In what mid-70s 75. Year?
75.
No.
76.
No.
74.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. And that is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Alan.
Falling apart at the end of the year. Good game, Steve.
You got the whole weekend to recover.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Our friend Alan did know that there are 7 events in a heptathlon, and white blood cells produce antibodies to help you fight infection.
Yeah, we never got that.
Congratulations on a Friday victory, Steve. Another game. We will play it at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big day because we crested $20,000 right here on Coats for Kids. And the goal is $50,000. So we are on our way, but we've got some work to do. Steven, who's helping us out in there?
We are getting closer to 21,000 raised thanks to Scott Peak Propane. Anytime a business wants to put it out there, we'll give you some love. They donated $269. Thank you.
Very nice.
Scott Peak Propane. And also Jay Sieber donated $200 himself.
You can go to KISW.com to make your donation to support local children in need.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We look so very forward every morning to checking in with our voice messages, which you can leave 1-2 through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. That's what you're going to want to look for. Steve, what is happening in there today?
Morning, guys. Joe Dredd here. I wanted to chime in about Wild Waves closing. I wanted to call, but ran out of time. But in the 80s, when I was in my 20s, I was a DJ at the Lake City Deja Vu. And I was...
Hey.
Joe's lived a very interesting life.
They should make a documentary about
it. Kiss tribute band. I was a DJ at a Deja Vu. Great bassist in town.
Yeah.
Yes, great musician.
And I was friends with a few of the dancers, and a couple of them called me up one day and asked if I wanted to go to Wild Waves with them. Hell yeah. So
yeah, the answer is always yes. The answer is always yes. Strippers want to go to Wild Waves, the answer is always yes.
So we went down there, and I tell you, the little boys thought I was a god walking around with these two gorgeous women in bikinis, and we had a great time. It was so much fun. I only went there once. And you know what? And it was so great. Why go back and ruin the memory of that first time?
Yeah, it's all downhill after that.
You set the bar pretty high.
You can't really, unless you get 3 strippers to go with you the next time.
And also, Steve, good luck on getting to 400. If you make it and everybody gets breakfast, I think I should get breakfast too, because I'm the one that lit the fire under your ass to get there, loser.
That's right. It was. Well, I am now, what, I won this morning, so I am now 9 wins away from my quest to 400 before the holiday season.
Wow. Look at you go.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And as we learned yesterday during our Straight to the Comments segment, Wild Waves, a lot of fun does happen.
The first time I ever did coke, it was at Wild Waves. Second time, too.
Yep, that. And then also this.
I know a lot of couples that got pregnant after visiting Wild Waves together.
Yep.
What?
And I think somebody also grabbed a boob at the
floating the wave river. Pool.
The wave pool, yes. All right, are we ready for our next voice message?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to put an end to this because Die Hard is, in fact, a Christmas movie.
I don't want to hear the rest of this.
I feel like I like this person's voice message.
It takes place on Christmas Eve, not winter, not holiday season, straight up Christmas motherfucking Eve.
Ooh,
wow. The things that people get upset about. I love it.
It's great.
The entire plot happens because of a Christmas party at Nakatomi Plaza. John McClane flies to L.A. for Christmas to reunite with his wife and kids. That is the emotional core of this film.
Emotional core. I am so into the passion happening right now.
How much pot did this person smoke before they hit the microphone button on their Odyssey app?
There's constant Christmas music playing, Let It Snow, Winter Wonderland, Jingle Bells, and even Ode to Joy. And the villain is introduced at a Christmas party. And snow falls at the end. There is nothing more Christmas than motherfucking snow. Die Hard Christmas film.
I still have never seen it.
Danny!
Wow.
So I always have said that it's not, but I've never seen the movie, so I don't actually know.
You don't need
to
see it to know that it's not a Christmas movie.
I'll agree with you, Steve.
It is a great movie, though. You should see it.
I don't think you should speak about it like that, Danny, until you've seen it. And I think that is how we solve this crisis once and for all, is that you watch it and you decide for everyone.
Oh, so he has homework now to watch Die Hard. Yay. Does he watch it on Christmas Eve, since that's the central core
tradition
of this film, apparently? No. Is that what you said?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to be on a plane this weekend. I'll watch it on the plane.
Thank you, Danny.
Just because there's snow and a movie, that doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
The movie's on Christmas.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's like, remember the movie Alive? That happened in snow when people were eating each other? That doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
Snow doesn't equal Christmas. Christmas equals Christmas, and it's on Christmas.
That was one of her bullet points. It was snowing.
That was just adding to the fact that it's on Christmas.
She cursed when she said that. One more voice message.
Steve in Tacoma says, high and dry, literally, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tonight is going to be so awesome. All this waiting is finally coming to a close when we gather at Angel of the Winds Arena for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And there are still a handful of those $55 tickets available that they just released. And you can see Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Get all the details at KISW.com. That's also where you can get the scoop on the Men's Room's pre-funk party happening at Tony V's. The guys are going to be broadcasting live from there, and then we're going to walk down to the show. It's going to be fantastic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This weekend will mark the end of an era. John Cena is wrestling his final match tomorrow, Steve.
Tomorrow on Peacock Network, part of Saturday night's main event.
And John was recently on with Jimmy Kimmel and chatted about his final match.
It has been a crazy year where I announced this like 15 months in advance and I'm going to retire. This has really never been done in WWE history. WWE superstars don't necessarily retire. They always kind of hang on for one more match.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely 100% done.
You will never wrestle again.
I will never wrestle again.
What if you do wrestle again?
Then you'll be able to show this.
Okay, okay, all right.
We'll show this. Call me a liar. I just hope people can come to grips with that, because on the 13th, the reason I wanted to give people so much lead time is being able to perform for 2 decades and people allowing me into their living rooms week after week, 52 weeks a year, no reruns. You do feel a connection with people. I wanted to give people heads up so we could have, or people could process.
You're breaking up with them.
Whatever closure they want.
Yes.
Make them feel bad. And I do believe that, like, Cena seems like the type of dude that when he says he's done, he legitimately is done. And he's right. A lot of times people say, I'm retiring. And then like 2 years later, they come back. It's a performance. It's, you know, but he's kind of doing it similar to like what like a baseball player would do, like a Jeter or, a, you know, where like there's like pomp and circumstance to each time he goes to a city. It's like, hey, this is the last time I'm wrestling in this city. And
yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
And I'm glad I got that. I've seen him perform a bunch of times live, which was awesome. One time I caught his t-shirt. That was freaking amazing.
What did it smell like?
Like John Cena, like victory, like championship material. That was the funniest thing. He throws it into the crowd and I'm holding it. It's around the time when people would like yell at you then to throw it back at him, because people were like, it was a backlash because he was like Mr. Goody Two Shoes. So I was like, throw it back. But there was also a really, like, I knew a guy who had his kid there, and his kid was decked out in John Cena gear. Headband, t-shirt, wristbands, all that stuff. So I caught it, and I was all fired up. And then I'm like, what in the hell am I going to do with this t-shirt? And I was like, that kid would probably love it. So I went over there, and still people were booing me.
Wow.
Because I gave it to a kid as opposed to throw it back out of anger towards John Cena.
And how full circle that now when you wrestle, people boo you.
I know. And throw John Cena shirts at me. It's crazy. But I am glad I got to see him perform, and it got me thinking about, like, I've gotten to see a lot of quote-unquote goats perform at whatever it is that they do. I've gotten to see Wayne Gretzky play when he was with the New York Rangers. Granted, it wasn't the Edmonton Oilers, but still, amazing to see one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
You know?
Got to see Kobe Bryant in the last season that the Sonics were around.
That's wild.
That, I didn't realize just how great he was until I was close enough to watch him, and it was like, this dude's on a whole other level. He was so great. What about you? Have you ever gotten to see one of the goats of whatever?
Of course, Neil Peart of Rush. May he rest in peace.
Danny, but how about yourself? Yeah, dude, I'm not even a Rush fan, but I recognize the greatness that is Neil Peart. I wish I could have seen Neil perform live.
I remember even one time watching his drum tech miking up his drum kit setup. And that was, I'm like, that guy, just the dude that's in charge of miking that thing up and then sound checking that rig. It's just insane what he was able to do as just a single person.
Wasn't Neil, I love the video of Danny Carey, who's also considered maybe one of the goats behind the kit, when he's playing and his drum head breaks and the roadie, the tech guy, is replacing a snare drum while, without even missing, pun intended, the beat. Danny Carey's still doing what he does, and he gets that snare back on and he keeps going.
That's that goat energy.
What about you, Danny?
Well, of course.
Sports, music, whatever.
Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong, the greatest punk rock man of all time. Got to see him perform millions of times with Green Day. Honestly, no, I mean, unfortunately with sports, I haven't been to a ton of sports. So, I mean, at the time for me, I think it was Russell Wilson, seeing him here in Seattle, because, you know, seeing him in New Mexico and win the Super Bowl that year, mm-hmm. It was kind of like he was like Mecca for me. And so actually getting to go to a Seahawks game and watch him play, it was like amazing.
And if he never played and threw a ball after leaving the Seahawks, he would be considered one of the greatest.
Exactly.
You know, and it pains me, but I did get to see Tom Brady win a freaking Super Bowl, which sucked. But like, you know, if I wasn't a fan of the Seahawks, that would be pretty awesome to see truly one of the greatest to ever do it win a Super Bowl.
For sure.
But I'll never be happy about that.
We don't have to like him.
No.
Although he is the GOAT, we don't have to like him.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever sport or other form of entertainment, when did you get to see a GOAT live in person? Call 206-803-ROCK. When have you seen the greatest to ever do it in action? Call 206-803-ROCK. We'll take those calls after Nirvana. Whether it be a sport or any other form of entertainment, we want to know about the time you got to see a GOAT live in person. The greatest of all time. When did you see the GOAT in action? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Biggs, we do have a lot of folks on hold that also have seen a GOAT from the world of wrestling.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Dylan in Puyallup.
Let's go.
Dylan, when have you seen a GOAT in action?
Yeah, so at the end of August, I got to see Lionel Messi and Inter Miami play against the Seattle Sounders in a competitive match for the League's Cup.
And how did Messi do?
Okay, so to be honest, he wasn't doing goat things, but it was still awesome. I've been a huge fan of him since about 2010 when I was 15 years old and introduced to soccer. I'd always wanted to go and see him play in Europe. It never happened, even though I probably could have made it happen. And so what was really special was I got to take my daughter and my wife to go. And so she only had to wait 6 months to see her. I had to wait like 16 years.
And in all fairness, it doesn't matter how well they do. Like, I've gotten to see Ken Griffey Jr. play when he came back that final time, and he wasn't, like, on the same level as what he once was, but the fact that he was out there wearing the jersey, that was awesome.
Totally.
I've also gotten to see Jerry Rice play, but he was playing with the Seahawks, and he didn't do much when he played with the Seahawks, but it was still cool to see Jerry Rice out there on the football field.
For sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Mike, you are in Fife. When did you see a goat in action?
It was 1969, my father picked up us kids and went to Green Lake, and there was a floating dock out there, and it turns out that it was Led Zeppelin that was playing on that floating dock.
No way.
Mike, I have heard legend of this show, and I remember, like, seeing the old newspaper, you know, clippings about it. Tell us about, like, did you know just how great they were going to be that first time you saw them?
You know, I probably didn't even really know who they were. I was 7 years old. I was more into playing on the beach.
Mike, have you seen those pictures since? Because I feel like every year at some point I will come across that picture of Led Zeppelin playing at Green Lake, and I'm like, I can't even imagine what it would be like to see Zeppelin at Green Lake.
Yeah, that was my first. That was my first concert, actually. So
that sets the bar really high.
Yeah, that was. You know, it would have been awesome if I'd have known exactly who they were. Fair. But I mean, it didn't even dawn on me until about 2 years ago, and I seen the paper ad, and I thought, man, that's who that was.
That was the band that kept me away from playing in the sand.
Dang it.
Hated that band ever since.
206-803-ROCK. Lonnie, you're on I-5. When have you seen the goat in action?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Taryn. Hey, Danny. Hey, so this one's for you, Steve. I got to see the goat of all goats, Hulk Hogan.
Nice.
Wrestling Andre the Giant at the Los Angeles Sports Arena back in the 80s. This was the lead up to WrestleMania, where he had a couple failed attempts to body slam him, where he finally slammed him at WrestleMania.
Which is forever, then, that will forever be one of my favorite lies in wrestling, where it's like Hulk Hogan's the first to ever body slam Andre the Giant, but then there's like video footage of like a bunch of other people who have done it over the years. But, you know, if you say it with enough confidence, people will believe that that's the truth.
Absolutely true. And then a lesser goat that I did see, I saw a kid playing a minor league baseball game, AAA, Ken Griffey Jr., hit 3 home runs in a minor league game.
Oh. That's awesome.
Thanks, Lonnie. 206-803-ROCK. Andy in Bremerton, when have you seen the goat in action?
All right, so I was working CenturyLink Field and the away stadium, the away entrance area where the other team, opposing teams, comes out, security area. And during the LOB's run when they played the Patriots, the UMadBro game, I got to see Tom Brady come walking out of the tunnel, and I put my hand out, and he slapped my hand, his left hand slapped my hand. Greatest feeling in the world. Tom Brady looked like a real-life superhero walking out. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
And if I remember, that was like the game where then people started to think, well, this Seahawks team might be something special.
No, yeah. You guys were starting to get there, and that game just elevated you guys to a whole nother level. And then I remember Richard Sherman didn't even say UMadBro at the end of the game. I think they just memed it. But it was one of the greatest – like, games I've ever seen, crashed out games of Tom Brady, but I remember just him coming out of the tunnel dressed in full uniform, and it was literally like looking at like a superhero, like almost like Captain America walking toward you. I've seen this guy play since I was little, and I was like, I was just so mind blown how like figurative, like it was just so crazy to say. I was like, oh my god, that's Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I remember seeing like James Hetfield up close and personal. I was just like, holy
Papa
crap.
Hat.
Like, this is this. You feel like you're around like a larger than life, like rock god, and it was so cool.
Andy and Puyallup, when have you seen the goat in action?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Andy?
So I, on in honor of what's about to go down tomorrow night with John Cena, I can say that I was there at WrestleMania 41, where I got to see him win the 17th title with my daughter. So the match itself was, you know, not the best ever, but just to be able to look back and say that I was there when he won the 17th title at his final WrestleMania with my kid is unbelievable.
Cool. So Andy, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to watch the final match tomorrow?
You know, if I make it home in time, you know, I'm heading up to Everett for Unwrapped tonight.
Nice.
How hard are you partying?
You know, I who knows? It's I live down in Puyallup, like where you live, Steve. So it's a long drive from Everett. So I'll be coming back tomorrow, but I'm probably just gonna sit on the couch and watch it with my daughter if I make it on time. I'm recording it. I might watch it later.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not watching it live in person because I saw some reports that to sit, like, I mean, there's a lot of tickets are going for like high prices, but to sit very close to the ring, some people are paying an upwards of $30,000.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who are these people?
Rich nerds.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to take down Steve Migs this morning on his quest to hit 400 wins? He's at 391 at the moment, 131 losses and 106 ties. And maybe you listened to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.